You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
What?
Sierra. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenna here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. I'm joined in studio with Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
We was jamming to Sierra before. Sean is not a fan of Sierra.
She's not a fan of herself.
Why you say that?
She just whack.
Sierra's not whack. You heard the whole album?
Yeah, I have. I got it on my phone, actually.
You supported it? You purchased it?
No, nobody purchased that music anymore.
I purchased it.
It's not even in the store. Is it in the store?
What?
You can buy it. She sells music.
she got mixtapes down on at the Crenshaw.
Right.
See her pull up in her lowrider.
Hey, y'all.
It's 15,000 to 20,000 copies first week. Her last album was the same thing. It's just crazy, just sad.
Okay, I was not a fan of the last album. I liked the one she did with Nicki Minaj off that album. And Body Party was cute, but wasn't checking for it. But this album, I support it. I like it. It has a nice 90s vibe to it. I'm digging the album cover with the jeans. Give me Cindy Crawford realness. I support Sierra. And she did that for me on Good Morning America with the I Bet remix performance. You did that, girl. All right, moving on. Unfortunately, Queen couldn't be here with us today. Bitch. But that's fine. We love her. All right, let's talk about some stuff. So, speaking of new music, Kanye West tweeted that he changed his album title to Swish.
I kind of feel like it's in the vein of, I don't know why. No, not that.
Really?
I kind of feel like Snoop Dogg, Bush, Kanye West, Swish. Just one word, like.
Yeah, the one word. I take it as like Swish, like basketball, like scored, because like, look, he was on Times 100 most influential people. You know what I mean? Like, Kanye West has proven everyone, so much hate has come towards Kanye West, and he's just sitting back here like, every time I do something, it's just like Swish.
I hope it works out for him too, because I heard that he backed out of Rihanna's album and left Roc Nation.
So I don't know about the Rihanna one, but he is not leaving Roc Nation. That came out today.
Okay. They said that he was the executive producer of her album, R8, and he stepped down from the executive producer.
Well, maybe that wasn't actually his call, because the last song, that 4 or 5 seconds, like, I could have done it without him.
Yeah.
Personally.
I kind of felt like, too, Roc Nation, I don't know if they're good.
For Kanye?
No, just in general, because well, all their albums they released have went number one.
J. Cole, please stop doing that.
Wale, Jay-Z. But, like, what happened to Rita Ora and Alexis Jordan and fucking
it's
Bridget
Kelly? Rita Ora. No one's checking for Rita Ora.
What about Bridget Kelly? Remember her? They buzzed the fuck out of her, and she never came out.
They're like whack-a-moles. They pop out, they get that one single, it's like, go back down, bitch. Ain't no one checking for no Rita Ora. Like, I'm sorry. Like, she's cute, and it's whatever, but it's just like, girl. But, I mean, I don't know. My thing with Kanye is I feel like people are trying to figure him out right now. It's like he's not the same Kanye that we grew up with. You know, he's kind of in this darker kind of – the music is darker. It's more adult. It has this more artistic vibe to it versus the – you know, I felt like growing up he was more a part of pop culture, whereas now it's kind of turning to more – I guess you could call it Lady Gaga's art pop. I would say he's kind of in that category.
Because
that last album,
I think he's still trying to figure it out himself. But he is a genius. He do make good music across all genres. Because I think he has the ability to do everything, like Timberland. I don't know what to say about him, though.
Well, I know what to say about him about this. I'm kind of excited for this, to see what's going to happen. So Diddy's going to release his new album.
All Diddy's albums are bomb. Like, every last one of them are good. He's not a good rapper, but he makes good music.
Yeah, because what was that? Press Play was my favorite one by far. He shitted on everything with that album. Like, really? There were, like, two songs I couldn't listen to on it. What was the one with Brandy on that album?
Thought You Said.
Yeah. Beatles. Oh, no, wait. No, the one with Mary J. Blige.
I like that. That was Making It Hard. Rich Harrison did that.
Boom.
Oh. You didn't like that?
I like the Kerry Hilson one.
After Love. Timberland on the beat.
And then he, for Diddy to get Christina Aguilera and do that, like, that album was every, the Nicole Scherzinger one, like, he did that album. And then, what is it, Last Train to Paris?
That was dope,
He hired some prostitutes, was like, hey girls, y'all want to get on the track? Want to get on my album? I'm going to create a group. Okay, but no, the next album's going to be called Making Money Mitches, which I don't know how I feel about that.
So it's going to be like the hashtag MMM or M3. They are so predictable.
Yeah. And then, so he's bringing his team back, the Hitmen, which consists of Chucky Thompson, Derek D. Dot, Mario Winans, Stevie J, Nashiem Myrick, and guess who else is joining the team?
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh, well, that should be dope with all those old guys and Kanye West. But I don't think that any... I don't know if they have it in them anymore. Chucky Thompson still do. But the other ones...
Mario Winans, I believe, can add...
I don't know.
I mean, he's just good overall. He's talented. It's not like he washed up or anything like that. Nobody just ever fucked with Mario Winans. They fucked with him when he was on someone's feature, but nobody fucked with Mario Winans. But his fan, his music has been consistent as far as who he puts out. Sean, please. But what's it called? But then Stevie J is where I get nervous, because it's like Stevie J was the shit in the 90s.
Yeah, he was.
And, like, are you pulling Stevie J because you think, wow, he still is, you know, really talented? Or are you pulling him because he's relevant right now? And, oh, wait, Stevie J's working on an album. What's this going to sound like?
Right.
So, I don't know, because, like, I mean, I've heard some of the stuff he's done for Jocelyn Hernandez.
It's horrible. She's been trying to put out an album. She's been trying to put out a song for the past 4 years. Never came out.
The Cootie Cat.
Like, whatever.
She, I'm not going to lie, she did have one song that I was, like, really impressed at how they pulled it together to create it like that.
I never heard a song.
I forget what it was called, but go to them. All right, moving on from that. Jay-Z. So Jay-Z has been very upset because everyone keeps coming at Tidal. Now, here's what I did. Because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to rash on it. I'm going to experience Tidal and give y'all the lowdown. So I signed up for it, and I've been playing around with it. I'm really excited because the Prince concert's happening on Sunday, so I signed up at the right time. The B-sides
concert in Baltimore is for Tidal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I think it also streams on Yahoo.
That's dope.
Too.
I wonder why Prince
would work with Tidal?
Because Prince is very anti...
But he's anti the other people getting money. But if he's going to make a big cut off of it, and he understands the exclusivity from it, I can understand why he would do that.
That was the best concert I've ever. That was I've
what ever the seen one down at Anaheim
for right here for $25 at the Forum. I went twice.
Oh, wait, but okay. Did he perform new music or old music?
He performed everything.
Really? Because Alexis was saying she saw him and he didn't perform none of his
I'm
old
so stuff. Mad at him because
nah, he did.
He only did everything off his new album. He didn't play Purple Rain or any of his other hits.
Oh, no.
I mean, I would have won my money back.
Like. Nah, well, the shows were different, completely different. Like, the first day, like, Gwen Stefani and Chaka Khan came out. And the second day, like, Sheila E. was there. And
wait, Gwen Stefani performed with Prince?
Yeah, she came out. She sang... what is that song? How did that song go? You know, with the girl, I was dreaming when I met you. Dun, 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 dun,
Gwen
dun,
Stefani?
Dun. Yeah, she sang that part. He sang the...
And how did she do on that?
She did good.
And who else came out that day?
Chaka Khan. And Chaka Khan did that. Chaka Khan, because he did that. It was dope. When both shows were different, I really feel like all the concerts I went to in my life... If he could do that for free, he would do it for free. I feel like he genuinely loves the stage and perform and loves music. He don't do it for a living. He do it because he really loves it. I've never felt that with any other artist, and I went to a million concerts. He would do it for free if people will listen to him. He's the only person I feel that way for. You know what I'm saying? He was dope. $25 Prince.
Yeah.
That's a legend. You know what I'm saying? That's like
giving back to the community.
Michael Jackson, then it's Prince. You know what I'm saying? Like, or Prince, then it's Michael Jackson. You get no higher than that. And he was out there doing it for $25. People were on the floor of 20, like, you're right next to the stage for $25. Because that's how much he wanted to, because he said he wanted everybody to experience.
Well, I mean, what's it called? I wish I was in town. I think I had gone to Vegas last year, but he did that at his studio. He opened his studio up.
Right. He started the whole.
For free.
Free concert movement. Yeah. All these people doing free concerts. Prince did that first.
See, I just wish, I don't know.
It's
like,
crazy.
I really want to get into this conversation with some producers, but I think we need to get to a point where we give music for free. And the way you pay the producers is through the tour money, through advertising. You have to work out a deal as far as percentages and stuff like that. But I just think we're in a place where everyone's trying to figure out ways to like block it from the internet and do all this stuff and people from free music. But it's like, here's the thing. You guys are putting out, you know, people are putting out trash music right now because they're just trying to, you know, fill out deals that they made with the record labels. So here they are. They put out an album, you know, in less than 4 months, Rihanna, you know, put out, what was her last one? Right. You know what I mean? Like, can't even think of him anymore because they're just shitting music out. Like, here, we need a new single. So it's like hard to keep up with, well, should I buy this? Because are you going to come out with a re-release in 3 months from now? Right. And then it's going to have four extra songs. And I'd rather, you know, spend $15 on that than spend fucking it on whatever you're going to put out now. I could just download it for free. So I think we get into a point where artists have to just realize, you know what? I'm going to give my music for free. I'm going to let you guys have this. And then you guys are going to dig it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to come see me. You're going to perform with me and make the concerts a spectacle again. Make them moments. Make them.
I feel like Miguel do that because Dorn was free. It was out.
Yeah, but that new at one song with Wale.
Coffee.
Ugh.
But it sounds like a Dorn kind of.
It sounds like everything he puts out. I'm starting to get over Miguel.
Nah,
right
he's
now.
Dope. Nah, he's the truth. Do you ask anybody?
Now I know why Frank Ocean went quiet, because I'm like, no one need to hear that sound again. Who can't sing?
Frank Ocean.
I love Frank Ocean's voice.
He sounds like he's like the new Keith Sweat.
That's fine. All right, well, Jay-Z is really upset because everyone's hating on Tidal. Spotify copying Tidal's ideas. So Jay-Z released the B-sides.
Spotify is really funny. Because Spotify is funny. They're watching everything Tidal is doing.
And going to try and recreate it.
And they're doing it. And I just signed up for Spotify Premium. It's 99 cents for the next 3 months. Spotify has been out forever. And now they're doing all this. They're doing they're about to launch a concert festival as well. Because Tidal's doing it. But Spotify is going to, it's going to be open to the public. And members of Spotify are going to get tickets at a discounted level. So if you're premium, you get 50% off. If you're a regular, pay $10 a month, you get 20% off. And if you're just a regular person who don't have a membership, you pay regular general admission. That's genius. You know what I'm saying? And I think that what I was saying to Jesse earlier, Spotify is like Apple to Android. Android do it first, and Spotify just sit back and watch and goes back and do what Android did, but a little bit better, and polishes it up, and everybody buys it and think it's better.
So, from what I've seen on Tidal, as far as like what
it
I like,
just like Spotify.
I mean, I don't really use any of that stuff. But with Tidal, so they have like exclusive videos and stuff, but it's like trash. Like, so they have this Nicki Minaj one. Obviously, that's the first thing I clicked. But I also kind of expected I was going to open up and see, like, Beyonce everywhere and, like, just be like, oh, my God, all my favorite celebrities, I'm here. I just signed up for you. Like, love me. No, I was like, who the fuck are half of these people? They don't even look like I want to click on that. And then, so I clicked the Nicki Minaj one, and it's like, they show, like, little clips from her Pink Print tour. She's in Paris with walking with Meek Mills. It's like,
right.
$20 for this? I could have found this off someone's iPhone on YouTube.
Exactly.
Like, now, what I think, if they want to do it, I've always said this. I get the idea that celebrities don't put their concerts out, because once you put the concert out, who wants to go see the concert? Which I don't think that's true in this day and age now. But I feel like with Tidal, if they're smart, that's what they need to be going after. They need to be hosting these concert tours on Tidal. I would keep my $20 subscription to be able to watch On the Run tour, to be able to watch the Rihanna and Eminem tour, to be able to watch, you know what I mean?
That is true.
The J. Cole had a acoustic set on there. It was dope. Like, you know, so, and then he's going to, Jay-Z's going to do the B-side performance May 13th. There you go. So he's doing the B-sides. He's going to perform, do a performance exclusive on Tidal. And then you said there's going to be a festival or something?
For Tidal?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what that's supposed to be, that concert or whatever?
The B-sides?
Yeah.
But I thought it was just him performing that. But he'll probably bring people out for it. Yeah. So he was on Twitter, and he's tweeting back and forth between people. He's like, we're good, you know, unless that we've only been out for less than a month, and we have already...
They've been out for 7 months.
Right. But he's saying with him, he said, and we have 770,000 subscribers already. I'm like, well, so you've only been open for a month. You have a free month subscription. So, yeah, I'm one of those. But let May fucking 6th come around. June 6th.
Let's see how you, the retention rate.
Ooh, I need to check that Erica. Let me write that down. That Erica Badu. Erica
Badu. You spelled her name right.
I know. That's my bitch. He said it took Spotify 9 years to be successful. We are here for the long haul. I mean, it can work. You got to figure out the bugs. You have to figure out what you can offer that Spotify cannot offer. And right now, he has...
It's video.
That's it. He has the hottest artists, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, who are all on tour right now. Or Beyonce's doing whatever she's doing for her new album. Get that shit. She's your fucking wife. Sit there with the video camera, record the shit, and upload it to Tidal. And you will keep people for 20 fucking bucks. But don't say, I don't want to listen to fucking Crazy in Love on Tidal for $20 because it sounds fucking a couple hertz better than the others. Like, get your life, Jay-Z. But I'm excited that I signed up for it because I'm going to go watch these fucking things this week. And I'm going to let you guys know how they work. Moving on, MC Light. She weighs in on the Iggy Azalea. So Iggy Azalea is going to be performing at the Billboard Awards with Britney Spears. She came out with the Pretty Girls song. How you feeling?
I think it's whack. All of Britney's lead singles have been some of her best music. You know, and this is...
Commercial at first listen, as all hell.
At first listen, I usually like her lead singles, but this was not good. This is whack. I don't like the way she sounds. And the beat is good, but I just don't like the way Britney sounds. And... Iggy Azalea is just trying to get in where she fit in. So I don't...
It's a marketing move, this single, 100%, which is what Britney's career is about and what Iggy Azalea is just trying to do. She's a fucking plug and she's looking for the outlets right now. And this is one of the biggest outlets that she could do. And the fact that she's not going to... The fact that she's going to perform it on the Billboard Awards with Britney Spears, that's huge for Iggy Azalea.
Right.
So especially right now with all the hate that she's getting. But she's getting a little bit of love because MC Light did an interview. And she kind of stuck up for Iggy in the sense of, she said, you know, everyone's hating on her and being hard on where she's from and whatnot. She was like, but it's really interesting that we don't hate on, you know, any African-Americans who have the same accent, like Idris Elba, a Mel B. When you hear Mel B sing, she doesn't really sing in an English accent. She speaks in one. So is it kind of a double standard with it? You know, because it's funny, all weekend long, Iggy Azalea has been coming up. And I think it was because I was in Vegas, and so the Billboard Awards or whatever, and then that song came out, so I think a lot of people are talking about her. And it's really funny, but it's almost like, it's funny because Iggy and Britney are almost to the same point of where you were saying, people hear a song, they're like, oh, that's hot, who is that? And you'd be like, Britney Spears, you're like, oh, never mind. It's kind of the same thing with Iggy right now. It's like, oh, yo, this song's kind of dope. Although you can tell exactly. Iggy will remind you that she is fucking Iggy in every goddamn song.
I-G-G-Y.
So.
Garbage.
Shout out to MC Light for sticking. You know, I like MC Light because she always sticks up for underdogs.
I think that was insensitive for her to say that. Like, she knows that this is not about music. This goes far beyond. I don't want to get into the whole race thing or whatever, but it's not because of Iggy Azalea's white and rapping. We had a million white rappers who weren't from America who came out. It's time sensitivity. And
no, but the thing is, people get mad at Iggy because of the way she raps. So name an artist from another country who came over here and raps in their accent.
Dizzy Rascal?
Probably the only
Tiny Tempa.
But even because I didn't even know he was from England. I thought he was from like Jamaica or something.
Yeah, Cardinal Official.
Okay, you're naming Jamaican artists. Oh. Like, that's what the type of music that they do. Well,
Tiny Temp is not Jamaican, though. So
what is he?
Just a regular black guy from London.
Oh, but what he gives don't make me think he's from England.
No, he sounds like a regular guy.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's singers, too. I mean, you know, we hear like
Adele,
and then even, what's that, Boyle?
Susan Boyle.
Remember her? She don't sing the way, she be in all colors, everybody! She be like, hello!
She came out, and she got her coin.
And then she went back home.
She went back home.
Opened
up
a bakery up. She like,
yeah, that was funny.
Susan Boyle. All right, well, so another person MC Light always sticks up for is my little boo thing, Lil Mama. So Lil Mama has a song out right now. She just released it. It's called Sausage. And we're going to take a listen. You guys are going to let me know how you feel about it. She basically took all the YouTube sensations right now. Egg, bacon, grits, sausage. The birds are chirping. And put them in a song. But it's got this nice old school flow. And I just love her flow. It's just sometimes her lyrics are kind of like... Can you turn up a little bit?
And they said it with the ice. I just checked the mail. My sister going to Yale. And she probably got a man, but she don't kiss and tell. Rockin' Robin, jeans in my walk is me. Young queen, when I step on the scene, I whip cream. Cash rules everything around. Cream, money. So the heart of whipping, now she remix it below. Hey, you, get off my tail. You don't know me and you don't know my pal.
I feel like the biggest like problem with a lot of artists right now is production. I feel like people are not producing music as good as they used to. Because even her voice... Mike, did you record this where Lil Kim recorded all her music in the past 3 years? What basement is that? But see, like, then it does this, and it's like... What's his name? Chicken Noodle Soup. DJ Webstar. Lil Mama Sausage, what you thinking?
It's dope. Her flow is really dope. And I guess the beat, the production is supposed to sound like that. I think what she needs to do, though, outside of this, she needs to get with a big producer, create a sound.
Who would you like to see her with?
Just anybody. Pharrell, Timberland. Just
ooh,
Blaze.
Lil Mama and Pharrell would be interesting.
That'd be dope because I kind of feel like they kind of have the same cartoony, like, you know, off the grid vibe, kind of. You know what I'm saying? So she needs to do that, and because she has a lot of potential, she rap like a dude. She's dope, but she just needs a sound.
I've always liked Lil Mama, and I've always thought she was such an underdog. But again, that cartoony thing—it's just like.
No, I think it's dope, but...
To a certain point, like, come on, the G-slide thing, like... It was dope for a week, and then it was like, okay, it's like a magic school bus.
She's like, that's why people connected with her in that Left Eye thing, because she got that same thing going on.
But, yeah, because, like, when Left Eye did Supernova, it was like...
But she needs a sound. She doesn't have a sound. She's just rapping over beats and making music that kind of anybody can make. And I think if you did that so many times... Nobody's going to pay attention to you anymore. So I think that's kind of what's happening to her.
It's funny that you say making music that anybody can make, but we're always saying like, oh, people need to bring real hip-hop back. And then when an artist tries to do that.
Because look at Kendrick Lamar and real hip-hop never left. People unconsciously know what type of music they're listening to and what's real and what's not. Anybody could decipher the difference between Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne. They won't be able to say it in words, but... And feeling and vibe, you know what I'm saying? They'll be able to translate that. And that shows in sales of Kendrick Lamar and fucking J. Cole. They don't have no singles, no commercial hits, but those are the two biggest albums of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So hip-hop never left. People just don't know how to voice it.
So with someone like Lil Mama, you think it's just completely that she just needs to work with one single producer?
I think she needs to...
See, I think her marketing is just like... Well, there is none.
Exactly.
Like, Lil Mama, where I said Sierra was selling those mixtapes, that's where Lil Mama really be At the bodega, like, what's up, y'all?
But she's still getting that VH1 check, so I don't think she, you know what I'm saying? She's probably just, like, making shit just to make shit. But it'll be dope to see her commercialized. She should have fucking did some hot shit right after that movie. That would have been dope.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That would have made sense. But
maybe like she needed to like listen to TLC fan mail, be inspired by that album, take like 2 months off and do some writing. That's what I want to see. All right, well, let's get to some music.
Or she could, again, she nailed that TLC movie. That was her first acting role. She could focus on fucking acting because she's a respected actress now. We could honestly say that. You don't think so?
Look, my thing is like, here's my problem with certain musicians. If I love you so much as a certain type of musician, it's very hard for me to see you cross over. Like, J-Lo does it. She ain't an amazing actress, but when I watch her in movies, I can take away. I'm not thinking,
da-da-da-da. She's dope, J-Lo.
When I see Britney Spears in a movie, I'm thinking, oops, I did it again, but I'm watching it for that. When I see Justin Timberlake in a movie, I'm sitting here like, you were in sync. You had ramen noodles on.
No.
Always. What movie are you watching Justin Timberlake in talking about, like, wow, he really moved me?
Inland Empire was good.
What?
Inland Empire.
And what? Like, Oscars? Like, what? I mean, it was cute. Like that movie. Crossroads was too. You know what I mean? Like.
But weren't they actors and actresses before they started singing?
Who?
All of them, kind of.
They were on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh.
But like Lil Mama, the problem with Lil Mama, like I was impressed with her with the TLC thing, but she just has that face. Like, I don't know if I could really see her out there, or she would have to play certain characters and really build herself strong as an actress. Because it's kind of like Mary J. Blige. Like,
that's crazy. Mary J. Blige has been out for 100 years. No record label, no artist, just no business ventures.
Just Mary J. I mean, she's had business stuff. She did that car commercial.
That ain't nothing. I'm talking about, like, real stuff.
All right. So let's look at some music. So found this group, Marley and the Mix. And so Marley is the lead girl from it. And she has a mixtape out, which is so dope, on her own. It's called... No, the song's called Cloud Nine. Cloud Nine by Marley. And it's M-A-R-L-E-E. But Marley in the Mix, they have a mixtape out, and it's free. You can download it off SoundCloud. And the song's called Indigo. The music is so sexy. The voice is amazing. Let's take a look.
Look or listen.
Video is so vintagey.
That's how you do a video when you're on the bubble.
Yep. Make it look artistic.
Now maybe it was just a dream, or maybe it just wasn't real. But I don't know what I'm seeing.
And those instruments.
Now maybe it was just a dream.
She gonna come in with the chorus? La. You said what?
Like you were an outfit as a playing softly.
So Marley in the Mix, Indigo, songs about indigo children. If you don't know what that is, look it up. The intro is really cool. And it's really hard for me to see that because she looks like my friend. She was on Bad Girls Club Blue. So I was like, watching it like, really girl? I didn't know you was doing all that.
Really girl?
What'd you think of the song?
I thought it was dope. I liked them a lot, actually. That reminds me, I want to kind of get more into them when I arrive home.
Yeah, and then you got to check out her mixtape, which came out before she got with these guys. And, like, she raps really dope. Like, she has a really dope flow.
They're like the, like, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yep, say it.
I was going to say, like, the Roots. a little bit, but like Space Age. Because
Live Space Age roots, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody's a. He kind of sounds like. He sounds like a polished Frank Ocean. So I like his voice.
Dope. And it's music with a message.
And the vibe like, was dope too. Yeah, I really like that.
Oh, brother, let me tell you.
They're from LA. We need to have them on the show. If you guys are watching or listening to the show.
I've already reached out to y'all, so okay. Reply.
Yeah.
But no, let me tell you.
I'm just playing.
It was on repeat for like a long time. Took me about 20 minutes to finish my blunt. That song was on repeat for about 20 minutes. And then there's an extended version, which is like 8 minutes long. So Marley in the Mix, Indigo. Make sure you guys check that out. Next, Dawn. I don't know what the fuck this girl trying to do. The song's called Calypso.
I like it.
It's cool, but it's just like, Dawn? Like
direction?
Yeah, like where are we going with this? So here we go. Let's take a look. I feel like she's trying to be like that FKA Twigs. And Azalea Banks. She just got more money than Azalea Banks, though. Give me a little Janet right there. She looks lighter. I felt a shroom in and strip my ass off that. I just feel like there's so much subliminal messaging right in this.
She wants it to. I feel like she wants to be deep and different so bad. So when it flops and doesn't sell, she could be like, oh, I wasn't worried about that anyway.
We can't argue that.
We can't argue it because it's not commercial music. I feel like that's genuinely not her. She's just on this thing where she wants to be different so bad that she's going out of her way. This is some bullshit. I like it, but this is not the same bitch that was popping her pussy with Diddy, dragging it across the stage with Danny DeCane.
Yeah.
Now you're doing this. Then we, you know, she worked with Drew. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like she's just so fixed on being different. And
you think it's her? Or do you think it's people kind of pushing?
I think it's becoming her because when you do this, when you do something so long, you kind of become what you're. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a combination of people pushing her. But I think it all started from her wanting to be different so bad and not be associated with how she started and the group and Diddy and failure. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to do music like that and not. Like, so, you know.
Like, I mean, it gets into it and she sings more, but it's just like what we just watched. It's like literally the first minute and 30 seconds is her just touching herself on this computer. And it's like, I feel like I'm being programmed or something. Like, I couldn't watch it any longer. All right. So this next group, I had to put them on here. Sean made fun of me for it. I love these girls. I'm so mad that I have not been aware of who they are.
Jesse likes any girl group.
I don't like any girl group.
Yeah, you really
I don't.
You told those Juice Girls, now you're showing this. When it said M.O., I thought it was a girl from Iggy Azalea. Remember?
No. I like the way. That one means.
Remember?
Yeah, no one needs her. No, I like these girls. I want to work with these girls because I think these girls can be marketed.
I like the girl hair, yeah.
That main girl, she looked like a mini Tinashe with the blonde curls. She does, though.
No, she don't.
Is she cuter? Just fine. All right, so the song's called Preach. It's not my favorite song by them because I've been dancing to that dance song, but I posted it on my Facebook. But I like this song too. It's called Preach, and there's actually an acoustic version. I should have pulled that one too, but let's take a look. They give me a 90s vibe, but they're from the UK. Give me a little Nicole Scherzinger. I don't know what you want me to be, boy, I want you to be happy. That Girl on the Left needs some dance lessons. I love that girl with the blonde hair. Like, I have a crush on you, girl.
They're dope. They're dope how they couldn't, like, really dance. The choreography was off. That was dope. That probably was done on purpose.
And it's simple.
Yeah.
What's it called? So, yeah, the song that I really like is called Dance On My Own. It has this 90s freestyle kind of beat. Check that one out. I didn't want to play it because it was a year old. I was like, well, let me play the newer one. But that one's cute. Preach. I like that. All right. Last but not least, Sean put me onto this Snoop Dogg's new album. Now, before we play it, tell us about Snoop's album. I have not gotten a chance to listen to it.
It's dope. I think it's like his third best album. His first album. His first best album was Doggy Style, of course. But I think it's one of his best work. The album's produced by Pharrell in its entirety. He's supposed to be releasing a video for every album.
Every song.
Every song, I mean. Just dope. It's like you could vibe to the album. It's like, I'm not being biased because that's my uncle, but you could listen to literally the whole album without skipping a track. And this is one of the standout tracks on the album, but it's fucking dope. It's 10 songs. It's dope. Like, just him, Pharrell and Snoop and Charlie Wilson. They need to. I don't know what to say about it. They're just dope. Everything they do is like
they need to go on tour together.
They really do need to start like a boy group or something, band. But it's dope though. So, and this was a standout track.
Like,
on the
I could picture going to like Universal, a City Walk, and they'd the three of them be up there, like right. Drinking my Corona.
And Snoop Dogg with the glasses on with those dreads. But it's dope. This was the standout song on the album to me, which is the single now. So many pros, and I just. Like, found out literally today that Chad Hugo, who started off with Pharrell, the Neptunes, Pharrell's right-hand man, co-produced this. And I was like, that's why this is the best song on the album, because of
Mr. Chad Hugo.
Put his magic on it. So it's dope. So
let's take a look. This is the video for Snoop Dogg, So Many Pros.
This is my shit. Whoever edits this video edits the fuck out of it.
Oh no, yeah, this is so dope. Yeah.
When I first saw it, I was like, this is a fucking weird video.
Fresh, this and why this is so epic is because you can play this anywhere. I could play this for my parents, my aunts, my yep, they'd be jamming. And they'd be like, who is this? I'd be like, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
What?
Come on, let me talk to you, girl. For your grown, for your information, baby. I'm that winner.
Two steps, like,
was that the real Snoop from The Wire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is hilarious. That's so epic of him.
That's what movie is that? Sin City. So like the whole video is like movie covers, or movie posters from movies from.
The is Black- that Sin City or is that the
That's Sin City.
The death. Remember Quentin Tarantino?
Oh, death proof.
Yeah, death proof. Doesn't that give you more death proof? Or maybe I'm bugging.
It's probably a combination of both. But the video is all black exploitation, 70 films, and 70 inspired film movie posters.
And it's so funny because you can watch this video a whole bunch of times and just read everything that's going you'll miss something
it's
every
very
time.
Detailed, yeah. So it's dope. That's the whole video. Snoop Dogg, 40 years old, been in the game for over 20 years, and still. But he's one of those artists, kind of like Jay-Z, that could just do anything, and anybody would respect it and. Buy into it and
but creatively what Snoop Dogg does to me surpasses Jay-Z
because Snoop Dogg is
he's not afraid to touch anything
no he's not at all he's not afraid to explore and be a visual artist he's way more artistic when it comes to videos and music direction more than Jay-Z.
Because
Jay-Z plays it safe, but Snoop Dogg just don't give a fuck. Sexual Eruption.
Yo, know? I was just thinking that in my head. Like, I still be jamming that. Like, you really brought Robin out.
Yeah, he did. Dope, Snoop Dogg.
Everything.
And people still respect him. He's still ghetto as fuck.
Yeah.
He's
still ghetto. Still smoking blunt wherever the fuck he wants.
And, but people fuck with him.
I wanted to just say this before we get out, because we were talking about the title thing, but I just saw the funniest meme the other day, and it was from when they went to sign the stuff for title, the papers.
Uh-huh.
And it was Beyonce and Daft Punk were behind her, and it said, oh, so Kelly and Michelle can't have to wear helmets now. On that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, hashtag TheBeatTV on Instagram. You guys can tweet me on DJ Jesse J.
Shout out Alive on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. TheBeatTV hashtag on Instagram and Twitter.
And Beard Gang, bitches.
Yeah.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.